We're joined now by Charles Preston. He's the senior curator at the Buffalo Bill Historical Center in Cody, and he's overseeing a research project involving golden eagles in the Bighorn Basin. The first goal of the project is to get baseline numbers on eagles in the area. Then they're looking at how human disturbances, like energy development or just people recreating, are affecting the birds. So Charles, how do you go about answering those questions?
Well, the first stage, of course, is to survey and find as many of the nests that are in the area and map those distributions. And we do that through aerial surveys twice a year and then follow up with ground surveys. And not only do the aerial surveys help us identify where nests are, but also we can follow up then and determine if those nests are active in a particular year, and then later in the year, if they're successful, that is, they bring off at least one fledgling, one chick, and how many chicks that they're able to bring off. So that's the first step. We're also collecting prey remains from the nest at the end of the nesting season to determine what they're eating and how that varies. Finally, we are doing a very extensive set of surveys to identify landscape composition by habitat, by human activity, how many roads are in the area, what kind of human activities we're seeing, oil pads, all of that sort of thing, so we can relate what's going on with the landscape with what's going on with the eagles.
So you just wrapped up the fourth year of your field work here. What are you finding
right
so far?
Well, it's really been interesting in many ways. We're seeing, first of all, that as rabbits have fluctuated, so have eagles. And you know, it fits because what we found is that more than 80% of the diet of eagles is cottontail rabbits. One of the things that's really significant of that is because a lot of people are concerned about greater sage grouse in these areas. And sage grouse certainly could be and have been purported by a lot of folks to be major prey of eagles and other raptors. And so some people are really concerned and say, you know, maybe one of the ways to help support sage grouse populations is to control raptor populations. What we found is, in our study, at least during the nesting season in our study area, sage grouse are essentially not used at all by eagles. We found maybe two or three sage grouse remains in more than 400 prey remains that we've collected from nests. So that's one of the things. The other thing is that the distribution of nests, at least, and so far the productivity, although these are really preliminary data, doesn't show any major effect of the current levels of energy development, the location of oil pads and other human structures and even roads associated with the oil development. Some of our most dense nesting areas, where eagles are most densely populated, are areas of fairly heavy energy development in those areas. On the other hand, and this is just anecdotal over the last couple of years particularly, we've seen a real increase in off-road vehicle use, recreational use in general, target shooting, and just folks getting out and enjoying the Bighorn Basin, which is great to see in a lot of ways. But we're seeing that during certain times of the year, if those folks are there, their activity and their very presence may be having an effect on the eagles. Again, this is very preliminary, but the indications that we have so far are that the eagles may go ahead and continue that year, not abandon the nest that year, but they won't come back to those nests that have been disturbed by human activity the following year or even a couple of years beyond.
That's interesting. So people recreating are actually more harmful than oil and gas production when it comes to eagles.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a great headline in a way, but and it can be misleading again. I mean, you have to be very specific about what kind and how much oil and gas. But I think that the take-home lesson from all of that is that it's really the level of activity during the nesting season at a particular time. A lot of the oil and gas development, you don't have a lot of human activity associated with it most of the year. You've got the structures there, and maybe someone comes and checks the pump or the pad or works in and they're in and out of their vehicle in a few minutes and gone, whereas if an ATV-er or a hiker, for that matter, or a mountain biker is going back and forth and back and forth around the same area, or is target shooting, something like that, that might be more of an impact or a disturbance to the birds. And many studies have shown a similar thing to that.
If eagles are abandoning a nest, does that tell us anything about their survival? I mean, are we assuming that just because they didn't build a nest in a certain location that, you know, that they're not making it?
good question. Golden eagles, like many large birds of prey, often have alternate nest sites within one territory. They protect a broad area that's their nesting territory, and within that they may have as many as 14 alternate nests. So they'll switch from one to the other in a given year. They'll come back to the same general area every year. So when we say that they haven't been back to a nest area, that means they're not using any of those nests. So that is a potential decrease then the overall productivity of the area.
So what's next? How long will this study be continuing, and what more do you need to find out?
Yeah, we have one more year right now funded, and that's when we'll, at the end of that fifth year is when we're analyzing all of the data together, and that'll paint that bigger picture when we get five full years of data. And then in working together again with the land managers and users groups in the long term to maybe do something that's not often done in the West or anywhere else, and that is get together with all the stakeholders and together come up with solutions to some conservation challenges rather than having everything be regulation and top-down. Boy, if we can do this from the ground, that solves a lot of issues.
All right. Well, Charles, thanks so much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a pleasure.